Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Indy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland court has overturned a law banning religious knives on school grounds, which found the original legislation to be discriminatory. A Sikh woman, Kamaljit Kaur Athwal, claims the religion requires them to wear a kirpan as part of the religious uniform, which is part of their faith. Bill Potts from Potts Lawyers Queensland says the original legislation meant Sikhs are not able to go to school and cannot represent their religion.
The meningococcal B vaccine will be free for Queensland children under 2 years and teens aged 15 to 19. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman has announced that the vaccines will be made available as part of the routine childhood and school immunisation programs. The initial cost of the programs is said to be $90 million over 3 years.
In national news, a report has found that Australia's transition to electric vehicles is being held back by outdated regulations. Many electric car models are not sold in Australia at all due to inadequate road vehicle standards and unfair taxes. Electric Vehicle Council Senior Policy Manager Natalie Thompson suggests that a vehicle efficiency standard would increase the number of lower CO2 emission cars.
Indonesia suspends cattle in 4 live export facilities in North Australia amid fears 13 cattle were found to have lumpy skin disease. The cattle are being tested to reassure Indonesian authorities it is not in the country. Results are expected by the end of the week. The Chief Veterinary Officer of Australia said there is no cause for concern as Australia remains LSD-free.
In international news, a Roman ship estimated to be from somewhere between the 1st and 4th century AD has been discovered in an open-cast coal quarry in Serbia. It is the second similar discovery in the area since 2020, located near the site of a former Roman settlement known as Wemenarkum, close to the Danube River. Excavations of Wemenarkum have been ongoing since 1882, and archaeologists say only 5% of the site has been scoured.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.